In spirituality, it's not like in corporeality, where the most important thing is to open the gates and advance, because the advancement is built on top of what we go through, and therefore we have to check and learn what does it mean that the gates are locked, shut, sealed. And in general, you can't even detect that it's a gate, but rather it looks like a wall. As Bala Sulam says, he once explained it, and he also wrote about it, that a person feels that he has a wall before him, and suddenly, in this wall, an opening is made, and he goes through. And before that, before the opening was opened, you couldn't see that there is a wall with an opening here, with a door that is shut, locked, etc. No, but rather, you simply could see no sign that here it should open up. So, this is what we should learn from that, that it's very important for us to learn about the locks themselves, and before that, the wall itself. And the more we understand the locking, shutting in, like the curfew, the quarantine that we're now going through all over the world, what is it? It is also a kind of concealment that becomes revealed more and more. And in studying this concealment, we should advance and imagine to ourselves, so what will the opening up be, the revelation? And this is how we will advance. We will invite this revelation to come as quickly as possible. So the most important thing for us is, and in that place where we are, it's not that immediately we want to jump to some state of the end of correction or whatever. We cannot depict that to ourselves, but rather we need to try in the state that we are in this entire lockup, the darkness, and we who are opaque, sealed, existing in some small dark world, in that too, we want to discover the upper force. There is none else besides him. Only he is creating for us each and every state. And it doesn't matter what states we're in. The most important is that we will try to discover him in that state. This is called, I dwell among my own people. And there are many verses about it. That actually, in each state, in every place, the most important for us is to understand that we exist in that place also, in a connection, in contact with the Creator, and to delve in that place and to make an effort to be connected with Him. This is how we advance. This is why we have before us a few efforts that we need to make, and hopefully we will be able to bridge many of them, complete many of them towards the Congress. And once we reach it, we will already be truly worthy of some concrete advancement. So please.
If you'd like, we can read the text from...
Yes, please.
Yes, letter 26 from Bala Sulam. Where the door is, there lies the opening. When it's closed, in corporeality, it's possible to see a door, as it is possible to see an opening. But in spirituality, only the opening can be seen. And it is impossible to see the opening at all without clear faith and whole faith. Then you see the door. And at that moment, it inverts into an opening, because he is one and his name one.
This is why We don't need to exert, to search where is the place that will open up, but rather in the place where we're capable of rising above reason, according to our prayer, according to our request, according to our deficiency. It's not that we will do it, but the deficiency with our prayer, with our desire, we're inviting that force, and then there is some opening in the wall, in the barrier, and we pass through. It's like the tearing of the Red Sea or other such examples. When we go through the barriers in the river in Jordan or in the Red Sea, in the place where we want it, when we make efforts, where we unite, there we discover the opening. And we go through it. Well, let's start with the excerpts.
Okay, so excerpt 15 from selected excerpts from the sources on the subject of breaking through the barriers to spirituality from Zohar, the book of Zohar. Prior to being rewarded with inverting the desire to receive in us through Torah and commandments into reception in order to bestow, there are strong locks on those gates to the Creator. For then they have the opposite role, to drive us away from the Creator. This is why the forces of separation are called locks, since they block the gates of approaching and drive us away from the Creator. But if we overcome them, so they do not affect us, cooling His love from our hearts, the locks become openings. The darkness becomes light, the bitter becomes sweet, because over all the locks we receive a special degree in His providence, and they become openings, degrees of attainment of the Creator. We try to connect in the ten with intentions, with we're truly walking into a wall. It's a situation where the Creator just made it impossible. There's no chance to connect. Now you say this wall is meant to become a gate. It's a sealed, it's a wall. But there is a potential there for an opening to appear. So what is that transformation in the spiritual path between the state where it's a wall and the state of it being a gate?
Faith above reason. That is, this wall is our will to receive. That is separating between us and the quality, separating us from the quality of bestowal. We exist on one side of the wall in the quality of reception. And Kabbalists explain to us that beyond the wall, we have the quality of bestowal. And we have to go, to pass, to shift from the quality of reception to the quality of bestowal. And this transition is in above reason. That is, as much as I am capable in today's state to depict to myself, to make efforts, actions, mostly prayers, that we will be able to reach a state where the wall will open up, so that in the will to receive will be revealed the intention to bestow. And that will be the opening. That's it. Everything is according to my effort, that I'm not capable of it, I can't do it, but I very much want it. And I'm willing to do anything, however, this is beyond my power, etc. In short, the collision between the existing and the desirable, between what I want, however, I'm not capable of. And when we do it as much as we can, making concessions for each other in order to be connected, by that we're establishing a quality that is coming near to bestow. And by that, we're drawing. It's not that we're doing it by ourselves, but rather we're drawing, inviting, asking, compelling the Creator. My sons have defeated me, right? That He will make an opening for us. A passageway, like the tearing of the Red Sea or all of these passages, transitions from in order to receive to in order to bestow.
Навчотні переходи стіни. От таке состояние, коли тебе вже не світить эти матеріальні желання.
Regarding passing through the wall, the passageway. Is it a state where the spiritual desires don't awake, don't illuminate enough to give you that feeling?
You're
in a state.
Это нормально при переходе стены такое состояние. Что делать?
Or you don't feel any value to life. Is that normal in the time of?
Yes, this is a state that also appears in a person where he's between the heavens and the earth, right? What should one do? Invest in the group more. These are the most useful efforts for advancement. Because the Creator exists in the connection between people in a hidden form. As much as a person wants to connect to this, to the connection between people, even though there is nothing to it, there's no desire for it, however, nevertheless, you make efforts, this is the way for you to come closer to the Creator.
Buongiorno, Rav. Non mi è chiaro, ma noi dobbiamo concentrarci sulla meta, che è raggiungere la qualità della d'azione.
It's not clear to me. We need to focus on the goal, which is to reach the quality of bestowal, or to always be in a state of effort and exertion in order to achieve that goal.
We have to carry out what Kabbalists recommend to us. We have already gone through the path, and only in such a way we can reach it. A person cannot receive guidance, direct guidance from the Creator, but only through those people who already went through it and they wrote about it for us. They arranged these things for us. They are parts of this kli that we also wish to join. So they already did their part, and we need to continue it, to add on our behalf, on our side. So it's worthwhile to read what they write and to try as much as possible to be connected with them.
Unity free.
Merkaz one, the true prayer comes from the feeling of the locks, the feeling of the locking. How can we accelerate getting to that feeling of the lock? Rav, this is from us stumbling upon a group, and when we see that we can break through the heart of the friend and connect between us into one body. There is something, sorry, we're getting stuck. We see there's something here that is hindering us. In fact, the Creator Himself is the one who is hindering us. And it's written in a few places. However, we need to, as much as possible, more and more, to pressure, to obligate, to ask, to pray until the curtain, the walls, the locks between us will be cancelled. When we try to make a connection in the ten, we feel that there is something that is rejecting us, repelling us, not allowing us nevertheless to be in one heart. In the feeling of that one heart, there are 125 degrees, and each and every degree also exists as a result of Yibur, Yenika, and Mochin. So we should try to break through the first degree. How do we enter a connection with one desire, one heart, one feeling, together? Together. This is actually the first breakthrough that needs to occur on our path in order to activate ourselves, all of us, as a single cell, from which later on we will develop, will grow. But there has to be a drop of semen from which the body already develops. So there are a few conditions here that need to be to incorporate the upper one, to annul towards one another, so that we will all be as one drop. And that way we will break through and start to grow. This is what we have to do. And as we read, the difficulty is specifically in the first action, to enter Ibu conception.
Michael? Michael. לא בפעם אחד ימצא האדם מוכן.
Excerpt 16 from Bala Sulam, letter 19. One cannot be ready for this sublime zivug coupling called complete coitus all at once. Rather, only goodness and mercy shall follow me, etc. Hence, the stimulus, which is the beginning of the coitus, is the meaning of the righteous who suffers. The Creator has no wish for his dvekut, adhesion. So he does not taste love in the longing and yearning that needs the same thing and the same place. Thus, one is found in a state of sorrow, which is a nega, affliction, that is destined to be sweetened into oneg, delight. However, time will do what the mind does not do. The Creator counts all the stimuli and collects them into the complete measure, which is the measure of hardness for the intended day. This is what the poet means by awaken and sound to sever any shout.
Rav.
What is the role of the friends in showing me these locks?
We need to make efforts together, especially in externality, meaning with a physical example, so that everyone will see how each and everyone is trying, and also that each and every one will try, even though he doesn't feel like it, but will try to pray, to ask for the friends, meaning I can always turn to the Creator and ask for the friends. And this is a prayer that even though I don't want it according to my desire, but what can I do with my desire? My desire is not yet aimed towards that, but I do turn to the Creator, and I do ask of Him. I am seeking my brothers. I want to be with them, and I want to help them in any way possible. And I'm not asking for myself forcefully, I do it. I'm not asking for anything for myself, although if I catch myself any moment in life, I'm only thinking about myself. But at that moment, where I want to examine myself, to check myself, I invert my request, my prayer to the Creator, so that I'm asking for the friends. And this is truly an act of bestowal, the strongest act of prayer possible, that I'm asking from the Creator, you will help them. I'm asking of you. I want them to advance. I want them to connect. I want I will be just the matter, so that upon that matter they will connect. I will be like the glue, so that they will be connected. I want to serve them, and through that, I want to serve you. Several times a day we should turn to the Creator this way. How many times? Let's check ourselves today. That certainly the prayer for the friends is actually very useful, very beneficial. If we will do it, we will have great benefit out of that for everyone, because it is truly what we have on the way from the love of people, that is the friends, to the love of the Creator. So today we will try throughout the day to turn to the Creator with the request, help the friends to be connected, and we will guard, we will push all the friends towards connection through our prayer to the Creator, until He will connect them and will be revealed in them. And this is what we're asking for. This is our pleasure. This is, as it says, a delight for my soul. If I do it this way, if I'm asking from the Creator, and the Creator does it, and all the friends become connected.
Trying to ask and trying to pray, how to do that if the words are empty, if they don't mean anything to me? How to do it? What does it mean?
You will try a few times, and later on we will see, and we will be able to help you to understand what it is that you should do.
Is it possible to explain what it means to try to ask, to try to pray?
You will try to ask, simply, like you were asking many times in all kinds of states in your life, so you will turn to the Creator, but you will arrange your request in such a way that you only want one thing, that they will succeed in their connection, and the Creator will be revealed in their connection and will be happy with them. And you just want to be in that, the one who is organizing it, the one who is doing it, pushing them to connection and pulling the Creator into their connection. There are two actions here, that they will connect and that the Creator will fill up this connection. And this is what you are asking for it to be. And you're not demanding anything beyond that. That's it. You yourself disappear in all of these things. Okay?
Yofi.
Два вопроса по той рекомендации, которую вы дали.
Thank you, teacher. Two questions. So regarding the recommendation you gave to ask for the friends all day long and to check several times, or rather to check how many times I asked, I notice that it's only when I ask for the 10, it's only then, in those moments, I'm not thinking about myself. Am I... Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, it's correct. It's correct.
All right, so the second question... We have four meetings during the day, and it's of tremendous help because then we together raise a prayer. So between those meetings, it's very difficult to ask for the friends. And from experience, what helps is an alarm clock, but it rings once an hour. So what else helps? Is there any recommendation so that we could always be in the action of prayer and request?
About that too, you should ask from the Creator, that He will shine some tiny illumination on you that will hold you always with a desire for connection with the friends and connection with Him. For that, there needs to be an illumination from above, a small one, but it has to exist always. So ask from the Creator, that He will help you in that.
question from a friend. Is our tan a lock that opens to spirituality?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
But also the heart of each and every one is under a lock. We have to open each and every heart and create connections between all of the hearts, and then lock the entire ten with one lock. This is called restriction screen on reflected light, that we are all closed together in a spiritual action towards the Creator. So we place the lock on the connection between us, and we ask of the Creator that will not allow us to run away and to break through out of the group, and this way we will be connected with Him. Michael?
קטע מספר 17 מתוך מאמר של רבש, מהו למעלה מה...
Excerpt 17 from Rabash's article, What is above reason in the work?
כל יום להילחם עם יצר...
These are people who go each day to fight the evil inclination. They are called an army. Therefore, after they have been rewarded with redemption, meaning after they conquer the evil inclination and emerge from the control of the evil, their conduct is in the work is by way of ascent and descent, which is called tzvaot, or the plural of army in Hebrew. Meaning, at times they emerge from their control and then are under their control again. Thus, the name for ascent and descent is tzvaot, armies. During the work, a person should say, quote, if I am not for me, who is for me? End quote. At that time, in the work, they think that they themselves are doing the ascent and descent, that they are men of war called tzva, mighty men. Afterwards, when they are redeemed, they attained that the Lord is the Lord of hosts of the armies, meaning that the Creator made all the ups and downs they felt.
Well, this is clear to us that until we discover the Creator, we don't know who precisely is performing all of these actions for us, taking us through these states, who is above us, etc. After the Creator is revealed, we already discover Him everywhere, and we can detect Him in each and every thing. And here the question is, well, we don't understand it now yet. What does it mean that the Creator is revealed, that He's not revealed? We, actually, through the force of our faith above reason, establish Him in each and every place.
How to pray for the friends when you feel a lock on your heart?
Yes, this is what we need to do, specifically when I feel a lock on my heart. And I pray for the friends when I have no relation to them, no connection to them, no desire for it, no inclination for it. And I do pray, nevertheless, for them, that the Creator will help them. Because by me praying for them, I am breaking my lock. This is a means by which to break myself, my heart.
But
it's sealed, it's blocked, it's closed. It's...
Yes, one should pray above human force.
How do you pray above the power of the human power?
Simple, as they say, according to the clock. Now I need to pray. That's it. And bit by bit it becomes second nature. A habit becomes second nature, and more I find some flavor in it, and I, even forcefully, without a desire, if I make such efforts, by that I awaken the reforming light, and it arranges for me a new relation.
And the contentment from my soul, how is it revealed?
The delight for my soul is revealed in that I arrange the friends so that they will be connected and the Creator will fill them up. This is my delight, which, since I caused that, I did it. This is my correction in the system of Adam HaRishon. Then later on I discover that in that same system of Adam HaRishon are included and connected more and more broken, disconnected souls, disconnected from spirituality, from the Creator, from connection, and more they become incorporated there. And this is how it is done. This is the spiritual space, the spiritual realm. New York free.
Thank you, Rav. So this prayer by the clock, so how am I supposed to do that if it's according to a set time and without the emotion?
Well, you try to turn to the Creator and to begin to tell Him what is it that you truly want from Him. Even tell Him that, I don't want anything, I don't have anything, you're not giving me anything, and the friends have nothing, again and again and again, nothing, 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 but you are turning to the Creator. That too is a prayer. And in that prayer, you include the friends and yourself and the Creator together. This is called Israel, the Torah and the Creator are one. And this is how you activate yourself, and you will see how after a few such activations, suddenly you'll start to feel that already you have some sensitivity for it, some attitude. Suddenly you feel that attitude and sensitivity that you felt in your previous appeal to the Creator for the friends, suddenly you feel that you're missing it, you don't have it now, and again you renew it. Just do it. You will see. It's called a habit becomes second nature. Okay. All right.
Moscow 7.
Да, Раф, вот вы сказали, что по поводу того, что Творец раскрывается, это когда мы веру формируем.
About the fact that the Creator is revealed when we establish Him in faith above reason. Okay, so here is an interesting issue. It means that both in quality and in quantity, we need to fill up a certain quota of scrutiny between us. What does it mean?
Every 24 hours, we need to be turning to the Creator, as it's written, I wish He prays all day long. So I hope that we are always turning to the Creator for the connection between the friends, so as to make room between them for the revelation of the Creator, because that gives Him contentment. So I begin the process, and I ask of Him to organize that place. Later I ask Him to be revealed in that place, and I make sure that He is delighted in that place where He can be revealed. And that place is all of my friends, to be all of us in one heart, and the Creator fills that heart.
Thank you, Rav. It seems that a person should constantly be overcoming. What is this overcoming?
I don't have the patience to tell you again. Just write it down and keep looking at what you wrote. How much did we study the overcoming? Overcoming means it's an effort against my ego, which disconnects me from spirituality, which gets me into all sorts of corporeal actions, puts me to sleep, it acts against the connection, most of all. So, overcoming means that with all the strength, all the powers and means that I have at my disposal, I try using those in order to achieve a connection, and in that connection to begin to discover the force that we share, that connects us together, because we can discover him only through connection. He's the creator, he's one. And we need to make of ourselves, as much as we are distant to each other, opposites to each other, we need to create a connection which is as one. And then the strength of that connection, which is derived from how distant we are and how we nonetheless try to be connected together, connected to him. By that, through that, we attain him, the connection between us. So write that down and don't ask it again. These are things which cannot be repeated constantly. All right.
Michael.
Excerpt 18 from Bala Sulam, one commandment. It is hopeless to wait for a time when a solution is found that enables one to begin the work of the Creator in Lishma, for her sake. As in the past, so it is now, and so it will be. Every servant of the Creator must begin the work in Lolishma, and from that achieve Lishma. The way to achieve this degree is not limited by time, but by his qualifiers and by the measure of one's control over one's heart. Hence, many have fallen and will fall in the field of working Lolishma and will die without wisdom. Yet, the reward is nevertheless great, since one's mind cannot appreciate the true merit and value of bringing contentment to one's maker. Even if one works not under this condition, since one is not worthy of another way, one still brings contentment to one's maker. This is called unintentionally.
Meaning that whatever we do, even if it's a false effort, with what intention, I mean, what kind of intention can we maintain? Certainly not in order to bestow, but still in order to receive. Regardless, we give contentment to the Creator by somehow being oriented towards Him, somehow trying to achieve something of bestowal, in order to bestow. Yes, it's like a little baby. He's not yet aware of what he's doing for the parents, but by his very existence, by just being in their hands, by that he already gives them great contentment and what pleasure they have from this. And it's the same with us. Even if just physically we're connected together like that, and we want by that, even just through our words, not even the intentions, we want to achieve a state where, yes, we want to come to cause some delight to the Creator. That is already a very great thing. And we have to regard this highly, to respect it, and to thank Him for having this opportunity. Petah Tikva 12.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav.
You know, sometimes when I pray for the friends, you know, it comes from all the heart, from all the emotions. And sometimes I pray for the friends, but I don't really feel a lot of emotions towards this prayer. So my question is that, is there are different levels of prayer, or if there is any difference between these prayers?
Certainly. Shamir, what's with you? Of course, there are many degrees to the prayer, many levels. The prayer is how you regard the Creator, is your attitude towards the Creator. And you know there are many kinds of relations between you and Him until you come to a state where it's revealed and you receive the powers to to act out on your attitude towards the Creator in a more practical way with the intention to truly bestow. Yes? So let's hope that over these days, as we approach the Congress, we will accelerate this development and be oriented, aiming correct, better and better. It all depends on our collective effort. UK.
United Kingdom.
Доброе утро, Рав. Простите, микрофон только появился. Доброе утро, мировой кли. Правильно вас понял, что привычка...
Good morning, Rav and World Kli. Did I understand correctly that the habit is an external act that helps us reach an internal act?
Correct.
And if a person in this world does not engage in strengthening the external, the internal action, the internal habit,
if he's in a society and the society influences him, then it may be that he will take a few steps forwards on the account of the society, but after that he will nevertheless need to start activating, being active himself, advancing towards them and the Creator, etc. But the first steps we take thanks to the environment, the Creator and then the environment.
This means that I need to necessarily begin in this world with some habit, and I have a habit each and every day, and I develop it.
Yes, we are very, very meticulous about being accurate with the times when we get up to the morning lesson and then meeting afternoon and evening with my group and other actions that we perform, reading the articles and etc.
Right?
Going over the lesson again. So all these steps that we set for ourselves, these things help. They're greatly helpful. It's worthwhile to create a daily schedule to try to follow it. Azerbaijan.
Спасибо, дорогой Рав. Как десятка понимает, что...
Thank you, dear Rav. How does the ten understand that it is giving contentment to the Creator?
If I cause pleasure for the friends, then I can be certain that through that I'm also causing pleasure for the Creator. I just can't discover the Creator in the friends yet, because we have still not come to a state where we are all connected together to that point, to that extent. There's no connection between the ten sefirot, and so the Creator cannot yet be revealed, but we can say that we're on the way there, that we're trying to give.
Sí, quiero estar adherido con el Creador, pero me olvido durante el día.
Yes, I want to be adhered with the Creator, but throughout the day, until I get some message from the friends or something, when I get it, immediately I try, but then too I fail. And only when we speak about raising a prayer, I even remember the importance of it and... at other times, I don't even remember it.
So discuss it together more. Discuss it. There is no alternative. And I'll reveal a great secret to you. The friends are connected together much, much more than they connect with you. They have a connection between them that's much more powerful, and with you, not so much. So try to be connected to them with all your power.
Che tipo di mancanze dovremmo risvegliare in decina perché siano adatte alle mancanze del creatore?
What kind of deficiencies should we awaken in the ten that will be congruent with the creator's deficiency? How can the ten help me in that?
We want to connect together, 10 as one. Yes? 10 as one. By that, we actually want to build the image of the Creator from ourselves. That's all. So, only in that way will we be called Adam, human. Adam from the word domes, similar to the Creator. So, the more we connect together, what are we doing? We want to build the image of the Creator. It's like making a doll or some shaping clay into some form. Yes, let's say. It's like with children who form sand into various shapes, or now it's winter, so maybe snow. Yes? And when we make that image, that form of ourselves, our thoughts and desires together, if we reach a kind of connection between us, we suddenly begin to discover that this connection becomes alive. This connection becomes the image of God, of the Creator. And so it's written, "You made me." We need to make an effort to do that. Petach
Tikva
10.
We constantly search for something common. And I heard now that the image of the Creator is that common thing that should be alive 24 hours a day between us. We build it, we enter it.
Yes, of course, he is between us all the time. Just we need to make an effort to come close to him and to locate him, to make room for him where he can be revealed. When we connect our desires in such a way by ourselves, in a way in which he can be revealed in those desires.
What does it mean that we connect our desires and build a place for him?
Exactly like that. We need to connect our desires such that they become the image of the Creator, the form of the Creator, and the name of the Lord will be upon you. Yes? That's what we need to do.
In the times between lessons, between the meetings on Zoom, connecting these desires, building this image, how is it done? By which force is it built, and how do we feel it?
We want to relate to each other in the 10, like the Creator relates to us, with love, connection, support. If we connect that way, if we relate to each other that way, by that, we are actually allowing the Creator, the upper light, which is everywhere, we allow it to fill us and to give us life. And then we will all take on the form of the Creator, receive the form of the Creator, the whole 10 together, as each one annuls himself towards the others, and each one connects with the others in the 10. By that, we allow the upper light to finalize our connection. It's called, "The Lord will finish for me." And then he will be clothed in that connection, in matching with our vessels and the quality of the Creator, which is bestowal.
Again, I want to be precise about it. Specifically in the intermissions, in the times when each one is with himself, with his kalim, his feelings, being precise about the Creator in those moments, even if I'm only imagining it to myself. Is that correct, the correct work, or is there some other work that I'm missing?
No. We just simply need to do what we just said. Try forgetting about what we had before, and these words we just said now to actualize throughout the day. And tomorrow we will see, we will hear. Moscow 1.
Разные материальные расчеты, то, как я воспринимаю
в построении отношений.
There are corporeal calculations in the building of the connection. Does it help us, or should we just relate to it emotionally?
It is better if we relate to each other with an open heart and only in the direction of connection. And all of our corporeal calculations we set aside.
Рав, подскажите, в чем секрет любви? Как она становится?
Rav, please help me understand. What is the secret of love? How does it become the key to all the locks? And how can we not forget about it?
All of the locks that we have between us, they separate us. They shut each one of us in his own egoistic vessel, so that except for my own ego, I feel nothing. Those are the locks that shut us in. I cannot open this lock. I can only ask the Creator to do it.
And
so when I ask, and even better if we ask in the ten, each one for the others, then it turns out that this is how we can be the most efficient. I don't ask for myself, I ask for the others. Even if it's a formal kind of request, because I always used to ask for myself, help me, do this for me, this and that. But if I ask for others, so that I exist in the ten only in order to pray for them, only in order to make a connection between them and the Creator, and vice versa, from the Creator to them. That's my entire role. I want nothing but for that. And I see myself as zero. I don't exist, nothing, except for one thing. I make a connection between the Creator and the nine friends, and from the nine friends to the Creator. That's what I want. And if I arrange myself in that manner, establish myself in that way, several times a day, if I try to establish such an attitude that where that's my place, that's my duty, then I actually succeed, and through me the Creator starts taking care of the ten. And that is actually my role, and there's nothing more. It's a very special thing. We need to think about it more and more, and most of all, to actualize it throughout the day. You've received many tips for today. Try acting upon those throughout the day, and tomorrow we will advance from that place. And on. Yes, Michael.
How can we take everything you described now and compress it into a...
Discuss it throughout the day. Try to get some summaries, to create some summaries, and then act upon those in the work you do together. And let's hope that the day passes well.
I'm asking because even doing one thing from what you described, sometimes it takes time for a person to see that there is a disturbance and connect to the ten, and then in this connection to truly try to asking for them. That too takes additional time, and already you're in a new state. How do we not miss out on the opportunity?
It's true. And it's not simple, but I'll tell you what. Try. We need to try. Nothing else. It's like a baby who doesn't know exactly, but he does this and that. He just throws his hands and feet around, and he breaks something, he falls. And that's how he advances. We have to understand that our mistakes also all come from above. There's not a single motion, not a single change in our thoughts, in our wills, in our corporeal actions that the Creator doesn't do. It's all Him doing it. And so let's try to participate in that as much as possible. And suddenly it will become revealed. That's how it works.
So any moment when we recognize this work, we have to start anew, not to try to continue. Let's say in the morning,
I can't say that you need to do this or the other way around, because you all need to become experienced. There's none as wise as the experienced, and so you'll learn if it's true, if it's proper to do this way or that way. Alright, try. I can hear these claims all day long. I know them. But there is no alternative after some efforts that we make, even if it's unsuccessful. It's not forever that he will fight. It's the Creator.
Well, I thought it's relevant to the material. It says every state where the light departs from the vessel, how do we feel this in the work? How does it?
Try to draw the light, and you'll see how much it then departs. And you have to believe that the departure of light, when once you had some attainment, you had a feeling, and then it departed, this departure makes a greater kli, of greater.
Website.
We thought about what we should do before the Congress so that we'll advance towards it in a clear way, connected together, knowing what we're connecting for, what this Congress should do for us. That's why we chose, first of all, to start from the giving of the Torah, and then maybe Arvut, and maybe other materials similar to that, in order to renew in us what Allah Sulaim wants to give us. Go ahead.
Passage 1 from the giving of the Torah. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, this is a great klal, a rule in the Torah. This statement of our sages demands explanation. The word klal, rule, indicates a sum of details that, when put together, form that collective. Thus, when he says about the mitzvah, the commandment, love your friend as yourself, that it is a great klal, a rule in the Torah, we must understand that the rest of the 612 commandments in the Torah, with all their interpretations, are no more and no less than the sum of the details inserted and contained in that single mitzvah, commandment, of love your friend as yourself. This is quite perplexing, because you can say this regarding commandments between man and man. But how can that single commandment contain all the commandments between man and God, which are the essence and the vast majority of the laws?
Okay, if you don't ask, I have nothing more to say. So let's read on, and you should ask if there are questions. Let's move on. Excerpt number 2. There comes before us a second saying, even more conspicuous, about a convert who came to Hillel and told him, teach me the Torah while I am standing on one leg. And he replied, anything that you hate, do not do to your friend. The translation of love your friend as yourself. And the rest is its commentary. Go study. here before us is a clear law that in all 612 mitzvot and in all the writings in the Torah, there is none that is preferred to the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. This is because they only aim to interpret and allow us to observe the mitzvah of loving others properly. Since he specifically says, the rest is its commentary. Go study. This means is interpretations of that one mitzvah, that the mitzvah to love your friend as yourself could not be completed were it not for them.
We cannot reach some match with the Creator if not through love of creatures. That we have no choice rather to reach some spiritual action, we must realize it only within the connection with the creatures, only in giving to them. That's the entire, maybe most egoistic influence we have, is that it doesn't let us connect between us, and it specifically shows us where we can make some spiritual bestowal.
Barur.
Is that clear? Latin 6.
¿Por qué a la persona le parece que el Creador le pone obstáculos y esfuerzos en el camino hacia amar a su amigo?
Why does it seem to a person that the Creator is putting obstacles before him and all these efforts one should do in order to love his friend?
That's true. Of course, the Creator is placing all these obstacles. But it's for us to need His aid, and then we'll find the connection with Him. Otherwise, we won't turn to Him. And such, He intentionally made this path, the spiritual path for us, in a way that's so difficult. It's not that just that it's difficult. We're incapable of doing anything in it. Incapable. And what can we do? We can only turn to the Creator and ask. And in such a way, you get into connection with Him. And then you have no choice. You turn to Him and you find a connection with the Creator. You reveal Him. You get close to Him. And that's how you become Adam, a person, similar to the Creator, similar in degree to the Creator.
Este amor al prójimo como a uno mismo se funda sobre me esforcé y encontré.
Love your friend as yourself is built on I've labored and I've found.
Yes, you could say so. Love thy neighbor as thyself is the end of all our efforts, all our exercises, our entire life, because your friend, love thy friend, that's the Creator. He is the general, the common of all the friends, of all of humanity, that even now you're reaching a state to. If you reach a degree where you love everyone, you reach love of creatures, and from love of creatures to love of the Creator. That's it.
Tov.
Okay.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
613 заповедей включаются в одну заповедь любви к ближнему. Вот что это значит?
He says that 613 mitzvot are included in one mitzvah.
613 desires. Now I need to direct all of them on the intention to bestow. Bestow to whom? Through the creatures, to the Creator. Because the Creator, I cannot depict Him. I don't have Him. He's not in my world. I could just be imagining things. But if I, with all my force and every opportunity I have, make effort to make actions of bestowal to the creatures. And through this, I'm beginning to reveal that through all these creatures together, there is that upper force in them that created them, that it's called the Creator. And then it turns out that I thought I'm adding to, sorry, bestowing to the creatures. No, I am bestowing and loving the Creator, the force that created them, that is holding them, that is depicting them. He is forming them in front of me. These creatures have no meaning. They have no personality. They have nothing. The Creator forms them all before me, all these creatures, in order that I develop a sensation of love towards them. And then, in general, that he shall tie all these forms of love together, and in this I can reach him.
No.
Здравствуйте, скажите, пожалуйста, а вот...
Hello, Rav. Tell us, please. Don't do to your friend what you hate. It's as if the first action is the restriction, and then loving your friend is active.
Exactly.
Rav, in the beginning of the lesson, you gave us a task to ask of the Creator. To ask for the friends from the Creator. Now, you see that love your friend as yourself is to try to do actions of bestowal. Are these two things the same?
Well, actions of bestowal is what we must always request, make an effort to perform. Yes, but for the friends means that I should always have, whether I want to or not, that it should be truly before me, this matter. We must worry for the state of the friends. Forget myself, always remember the friends. And it's a great problem. But in these efforts, we awaken against this, the light, the upper light, and he arranges us.
You said that love your friend as yourself is the end of everything. So what we can do now in the beginning is that request from the Creator?
But surely he's writing for you, black and white. What more is there to add?
What I'm asking is, there is no other action. That's the action.
Right. No other action besides love thy neighbor as thyself. And in this is also revealed the attitude to the Creator.
Forgive me, but what I wanted to say is there is no other action. To realize love your friend as yourself, the only action is to ask the Creator.
No, there isn't. That's why it's written afterwards, I am the Creator.
Se noi siamo sempre immersi nel desiderio di ricevere per noi stessi, come facciamo a sapere non fare del male agli altri?
If we're always immersed in the will to receive for ourselves, how can we avoid harming others, doing what we hate to them?
We cannot avoid it, rather only in the condition that each one aids his friend. We must be in one ten and one group, one society, and one tzavta, as Rabash says. Then in this mutual bestowal of good examples towards one another, to not forget the friends and so on, we must such pass all our 31 days left we have left to the Congress, because we have no choice. We must perform this so that we shall truly have a good gathering, congregation, spiritually. We must feel how much these days that we're coming closer to the Congress, they can also chill us and confuse us. And we must be truly alert to it. That if we don't make the effort each time greater, then it won't be good. No good. We will not reach corrections.
And such, don't think that day by day, that doesn't bring you anything. The sun is like the sun, the moon is like the moon, the earth is the earth, everything is the same. It's not the same. Every day, we receive new influence, and it awakens new vessels in us. Corrupted vessels, corrupt. And if we don't overcome in connection between us against these vessels, these new desires that are revealed to us from the breaking, then we will not succeed. And so I ask everyone to be truly aware of what system we're in. Otherwise, all these days will pass by, they will chill us instead of warming us up. So, in any case, let's connect even more. We're also talking with respect to the whole world. Yes, we're only talking about connection. We don't lack anything else besides connection. Look already what is felt from day to day. The states are getting worse. They won't get any better. We will never return to a state like there was. We're really in a descent, that the state that the humanity has attained, and we feel it upon ourselves, and we must aid ourselves and everyone, and we can do this because spiritually, in the spiritual force, we are stronger than the entire world. If we want to connect between us, this connection between us, that He shall connect us together. And in this we want to bestow to all of humanity, it's in our hands. And now before the convention, it's a necessity for us to do this. This convention must be as a bursting into spirituality. We have enough time to form ourselves correctly, to form ourselves correctly into a spiritual degree. The entrance.
In the text, it writes about the 612 mitzvot, and that they only aim to interpret and allow us to observe the mitzvah of loving others properly. How do the other mitzvot support us in love of others, and where do we identify them in the 10?
That was already asked of me earlier today. We can't explain now all the 613 mitzvot, the commandments. We cannot. But it will become clear to us. It'll clarify. In short, all the desires that you want to benefit yourself, you must think how you turn them around, that by them you will benefit others. That's it. Make the effort to think about this, but simply, don't do to your friend what is hated by yourself. That's the first stage. And the second stage, love thy friend as thyself. Don't harm is first of all, and then also you can add.
Right, let's go on, Michael.
Excerpt number 3. We were commanded, love your friend as yourself. The word yourself tells us, love your friend to the same extent you love yourself, not one bit less. In other words, you must constantly and vigilantly satisfy the needs of every person, at least in the Israeli, no less than you are always vigilant to satisfy your own needs.
That's called what people were asking me, love thy friend as thyself. to fulfill the others like I'm going to fill myself? Yes.
This is utterly impossible, for not many can satisfy their own needs during their daily work. So how can you tell them to work to satisfy the wishes of the entire nation? And we couldn't possibly think that the Torah exaggerates, for it warns us to not add or subtract, indicating that these words and laws were given with utter precision.
Meaning, surely we must reach a state where we love everyone and fill everyone, each one for everyone. How can that be? When the upper light corrects each one on the intention to bestow, and a person connects with the entire spiritual vessel, spiritual, not corporeal. Corporeally, we can't, approach every person, what are you going to give him? And then, right, we connect to the entire spiritual vessel on the intention to bestow, then through it, we fulfill the entire vessel. Even though we are a small vessel, if we take them as the will to receive, that wants to receive from us, then even through a very thin line, we can fill the entire world kli, no problem. That's it. People who are organizing will this and beat them.
No, the question of the friend is, why are the friends from Petah Tikva not asking?
They're all asleep. They're asleep, that's what I see. That's how it is. There is Hebrew 10 here and a few other groups, like we see. Yeah, a few of those who are like upset there, right? Angry guys like Tzvika and a few others.
Do you miss that? Would you expect them to take bigger part in the lesson?
Yes, but what can I do? How much can I wake people up? You also look at me sometimes like I'm some actor, some organizer, wake you all up, that I must perform here some roles, not just that I'm giving a lesson. But truly, your demands from me are exaggerated. That's not how we learn. I must awaken you and through greater warmth, and I feel things are always chilling down more and more. And where are you? Are you worrying for those same people who yesterday were with us that they should be today too, and even more so from day to day? I don't know. There are ups and downs. Now, it's a time of relative chilling of some extent, and we must overcome this, to go against this. Even that the eyes are closing, I have no desire, and I'm feeling all cold and unpleasant, and I have other good, serious reasons. But no, it's forbidden. You cannot give it room to the sitracha to operate, the other side. That's how it is. What else can we do? Let's go, Michael.
Excerpt number 4. The simple explanation of that mitzvah of loving your fellow person is even harsher, for we must put the needs of our friends before our own. It is written in the Tosfot in the name of the Jerusalem Talmud regarding the verse, because he is happy with you, said about a Hebrew slave. When sometimes he has but one pillow, if he lies on it himself and does not give it to his slave, he does not observe because he is happy with you. For he is lying on a pillow and a slave on the ground. If he does not lie on it and does not give it to his slave as well, it is sodomite rule. It turns out that against his will he must give it to his slave while the master himself lies on the ground. End quote. We also find the same rule in the verse about the measure of loving others. For here too, the text compares the satisfaction of the friend's needs to the satisfaction of one's own needs, as with the example of because he is happy with you regarding the Hebrew slave. Thus, here too, if he has but one chair and his friend does not, the law is that if he sits on it and does not give it to his friend, he breaks the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, since he is not fulfilling the needs of his friend as he fulfills his own. If he does not sit on it and also does not give it to his friend, it is as evil as sodomite rule. Therefore, he must let his friend sit on it, while he himself will sit on the ground or stand. Clearly, this is the law regarding all the needs that one has and one's friend lacks. Now, go and see if this mitzvah is in any way feasible.
Of course,
we can't carry this out, each one with respect to himself, rather within the ten. When we do this, as much as we make the effort, we draw the reforming light, and it changes the connection between us on the spiritual degree, the spiritual level, and then we can surely reform it on the spiritual level. Yes, Michael?
It turns out it's not only a mitzvah. In it, you have all the conditions of reality folded.
Yes, yes. There's no more than this.
It also explains why a prayer, why you can't succeed. Everything, if you open this,
there's no more. That's why it's called the giving of the Torah. What's in it, why you need it, what it has to bring you to, and so on. All in one sentence. If we make an effort to execute this, to carry this out between us in the ten, it brings us new vessels in which we see all of reality, understand all of reality, feel the connection with the Creator, with the creatures, and make of us a passage from us to all the creatures.
So what are the rest of the mitzvot? What do they come to?
Details, no more. He talks about this. All the other mitzvot, the commandments, are just details of fulfilling love thy neighbor as thyself.
These are means, these are parts of them.
Yeah, give them a pillow, a chair, a blanket, and other things. It's an expression of love thy neighbor as thyself. That's why love thy neighbor as thyself is the general rule of the entire Torah. And within it are all the relations, the actions of you towards the others. They're already details, they are actions, but the essence of the action, love thy neighbor as thyself, it's like a hat that sits on it.
It's if the shape these relations exist,
the form, and also love thy neighbor as thyself in its private form. It's the expression of love in all the private details. You bring him a lollipop, a suna pillow, another thing, and another thing. You worry for him, or maybe through others, that you connect your connection with others, and through the Creator, is also, in order to influence the love to each and every one. and so on. That's it. That's how it works. Nothing else we can do. We that feel some chilling, a despair, a lack of force, I don't have this burning fire in me. I must understand this is a state between stages. And then we must prepare ourselves in order to wake up tomorrow and feel, well, this is how we say, to wake up tomorrow, right? That now, for it to be revealed, that it should be revealed, the better state, more lively, warmer, and we'll once again be able to take some step forward, to hug, to connect, to want to reveal the Creator and the connection between us. And then once again we'll fall, a new thickness from the breaking will be revealed, and once again we'll have to feel this chilling and despair, and anguish where we are, it's not in our ability, it's not in our hands. And then once again, draw the light that reforms us, not in the chaim, in the back, rather in the front. And then once again, we'll make those actions and we'll rise above all the degrees. Okay? So, the main thing is, don't be afraid at all. Rather, advance on this very narrow bridge.